Would you tell us that story about T-Bone Walker, the famous story of you playing his guitar?
Yeah, that's what happened. I played his guitar when he dropped it and got sick and went to the dressing room, and that was my first encounter of professional playing music on a bandstand with 600 people watching.
So he was sick, and you got your big chance to step out and used his instrument, and what happened then?
Well, he got well in a hurry and took it away from
him. He got well in a hurry.
Yeah.
And he was a little upset that you were playing his instrument,
right? I would say he was.
So these sessions that we're going to... I want to play one song from the original Peacock recordings, and I picked one of my favorites, and this is a very mysterious-sounding song called Dirty Work at the Crossroads. Can you, before we listen to it, what is that song about, Dirty Work at the Crossroads?
Well, really, just see a man and a woman, and one of them doing wrong on the opposite side of the marriage life, I suppose, and that's what you call dirty work at the crossroads.
Dirty work at the crossroads. Lord, what is that about?
What was the name of that band?
Clarence Gay Miles Brown and his orchestra.
How many pieces?
Oh, about 23 at that time.
You all traveled with 23 pieces?
Sure did, in 5 station wagons and 2 trucks.
Woo! One-nighters all around?
One-nighters.
And who handled all that business? I mean, just in
terms
of the bookings?
Well, the fellas deceased now. I had a road manager out there who was called Morris Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's quite a thing to keep a 23-piece orchestra on the road.
Half of my band was out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. It's a great
sound. In fact,
sound.
I had 5 members out of Lionel Hampton's band who quit Hampton came with me.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gray was one of them.
So you developed that sound of the orchestra with the blues guitar lead,
right?
Really.
I was the first one ever started that.
Mm-hmm.